org/100.
From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Flatland, Kansas City PBS's nonprofit newsroom committed to providing context and solutions to some of our region's biggest challenges, delivered weekly to your inbox. More at flatlandkc.org/subscribe.
63 degrees in Lawrence, it is 6:06. From the University of Kansas, this is KPR, Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence. Also at 91.3 FM in Junction City, and many other frequencies all around the state. Thanks to the contributions of listeners just like you, we have been able to expand our coverage across the state. We can't keep doing it without you, though. You can listen online anytime at kansaspublicradio.org, no matter where you are. And while you're there, you can become a member of KPR Support, public media in this state, by going to kansaspublicradio.org, click on the word support.
Support for KPR comes from Kansas Tree Care. Winter dormancy is the ideal season for pruning mature trees, especially elms and oaks. More information at kansastreecare.com or by calling 785-843-TREE.
Hope you'll stay tuned. Coming up in our next 30 minutes, an update of news headlines. Then we will learn more about a move towards same-sex couples doing the ice dancing events. It's not some big strike for equality. It's nothing really to do with LGBTQIA+. It entirely has to do with the huge gender imbalance in figure skating. People who want to do ice dancing have a hard time finding guys to do it. So some places are allowing two women to skate together. We'll find out more coming up on KPR.
Support for KPR comes from KU Theater and Dance, featuring KU students in contemporary drama, dance, and musical comedy staged at Murphy Hall. Season lineup and tickets at kutheater.com.
It's 61 degrees in Lawrence, 66 in Emporia, 64 in Abilene. It is 6:20.
Hear how Gisele Pellicot got justice. She shares her story in a new memoir tomorrow on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us beginning at 5 o'clock tomorrow morning. Get caught up on all the news from overnight. We'll have recaps of the latest national, international, and regional news. Matthew Algio is your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lawrence Times, an online news publication with an emphasis on stories that affect residents of Lawrence, Douglas County, and Kansas. Information at lawrencekstimes.com.
Stay tuned. News headlines are coming up in just about 32 seconds. It is 60 degrees in Lawrence at 6:30.
U.S. futures contracts are trading higher. Dow futures are up about 0.1%. You're listening to NPR News from Washington.
For Kansas Public Radio News, I'm Laura Lorson with your regional headlines. The National Weather Service is warning that the risk for wildfires this week will be high. The Weather Service has issued a fire weather watch for Tuesday. The watch covers most of eastern Kansas, and a red flag warning has been issued for western Kansas on Tuesday. The Weather Service says low humidity and strong winds are increasing the fire danger in the state. Any fires that develop are expected to catch and spread quickly. Outdoor burning is not recommended. Kansas State University officials say men's basketball coach Jerome Tang has been dismissed for cause. That means the university believes he violated the terms of his contract and thus will not pay an $18 million buyout to end it. K-State fired Tang just days after he publicly criticized the team and said the student athletes did not deserve to wear the Wildcats uniform. Athletic Director Gene Taylor said during a news conference that Tang violated his contract by embarrassing the university.
His comments about the student athletes and the negative reaction to those comments from a lot of sources, both nationally and locally.
Tang has said he disagrees with the characterization of his dismissal, and he is planning to sue to get the payout. The Wildcats are currently tied for last place in the Big 12 standings for men's basketball. The team has won only one of its 12 conference games. More than 650,000 people are expected to visit the Kansas City region during the World Cup, making it the perfect place for diseases to spread. Health officials are working to prepare. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment has launched a website with tools and resources specifically for healthcare workers. State epidemiologist Farah Ahmed says things like respiratory illness can spread quickly in large gatherings, but that's not all.
You also have a risk for other diseases people might not think about immediately. So, for example, an increase in sexually transmitted infections.
Ahmed says they'll also be watching for an increase in foodborne illnesses. She says they're training physicians to recognize diseases with which they may be unfamiliar. Again, a fire weather watch for most of the KPR listening area on Tuesday. You are listening to Kansas Public Radio.
Warm up with stories that take you places.
Butterflies hover over the purple lavender flowers.
And guests that aren't afraid to turn up the heat.
You must keep it at all times above 140 degrees Fahrenheit.
Stay toasty and informed every weekday on Morning Edition from NPR News.
Join us tomorrow morning, 5 to 9 a.m. Get caught up on all the news from overnight. Learn something new, maybe hear something familiar. One way or the other, join us. You have 4 whole hours, 5 to 9 a.m. Matthew Algio will be your local host.
Support for KPR comes from the Lead Center, presenting Peppa Pig, My First Concert, an interactive introduction to live orchestra music, Tuesday, March 10th, 6 p.m. Tickets are available at lead.ku.edu.
From the University of Kansas, it's Kansas Public Radio, 91.5 FM in Lawrence, 96.1 FM in Lawrence as well. Lots of other frequencies all around the state, and always streaming at kansaspublicradio.org. None of that appeals to you? Try our app. We have a version for iOS and we have a version for Android, wherever you get apps.
Support for KPR comes from the Soulis Fine Art 20th Annual Winter Auction, featuring Kansas artists Berger Sanzane, along with historic works by KU faculty Raymond Eastwood, Robert Sudlow, and Albert Block. Details at MidwestArtAuction.com.
Partly cloudy skies for the next few hours, clouding up a bit after midnight. Lows around 50 tomorrow, mostly cloudy and very windy. Highs in the lower 70s and winds out of the south up to 45 miles per hour. This is KPR. It's 10 minutes before 7.
It's all things. You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from this station and from BritBox, dedicated to offering viewers the opportunity to see it differently with British TV. Streaming original series, Jane Austen dramas, Agatha Christie mysteries, and more at BritBox.com. From Viking, dedicated to creating travel experiences for the thinking person, with programs designed for cultural enrichment on board and on shore. Learn more at Viking.com. And from Progressive Insurance, building a career is possible at Progressive Insurance, now offering virtual and hybrid employment opportunities with pathways for advancement. Learn more at careers.progressive.com. This is NPR.
Sometimes the best New Year's resolution is to keep a healthy habit going strong. So keep joining us weekday mornings for Morning Edition from NPR News.
You can hear Morning Edition tomorrow, 5 to 9 a.m. on your KPR stations. Matthew Algio will be your local host. We're live, we're local, we are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia 89.7, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City 91.3, KANQ Chanute 90.3. Listen on the web at kansaspublicradio.org or tell your smart speaker to play Kansas Public Radio. Up next, we have news headlines at 7:01, followed by Stardate, then 2 hours of classical music, followed by Jazz in the Night. Lots of great music awaiting you tonight on Kansas Public Radio.
Support for KPR comes from Peasley Tech in Lawrence, Kansas. The Peasley Promise offers debt-free career training for local high school students and low-income Douglas County residents. Details and donation information at peasleytech.org/peasleypromise.
Mostly cloudy skies late tonight. Lows around 50 degrees. Tomorrow still warm. Highs in the 70s. Very windy. Winds coming out of the south, gusting up to 45 miles per hour. Fire weather watches in effect throughout the KPR listening area starting tomorrow at noon.
Support for KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com.
It is 59 degrees in Lawrence. It's 7:01.